So the final thoughts of preparation as we get ready for Shavuos, in a few moments we'll complete the mitzvah of counting Sfiras HaOmer, all the different days, getting ready for Kabbalah Sator, accepting of the Torah. There's a Gemara which discusses exactly how a Jew should celebrate Yontif. A discussion in the Gemara, two opinions: should one spend the entire day of Yontif in the base medrash, a person should be learning, or should a person split it in half? You should learn a little bit, but you also should eat, you should have a festive meal. The Gemara has a discussion, but the Gemara concludes that when it comes to Shavuos, there's no discussion. True, by Pesach, by Sukkot, there could be a discussion. When it comes to Shavuos, the holiday in which we celebrate receiving the Torah, there everybody agrees you have to have a meal. You have to eat, you have to enjoy the earthly pleasures that Hashem has given us in food and drink and meat and wine. That is a part and parcel of Shavuos. You have to have that when it comes to the yontif of the giving of the Torah. I could put that in context with an anecdote that I heard from Rav Moshe Eisman, who's a mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael. He writes about Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, the Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Berlin in New York. The Rosh Hashiva was asked, someone asked Rav Chaim Berlin in Chinuch, he was a master educator, so they asked him, what should be, a principal asked him this question, what should be my main message that I give to my students? I have a school filled with children, what should they, when they leave my school, after all their years, I believe it was an elementary school, what should the main message that they get coming out of the school be? Rav Hudner answered, this is in the 60s or the 70s, when he gave this answer, he said, what they should come out with is a clarity in Asher Bochar Banu Mikolo Amin. We were chosen from amongst all the other nations. That every single Jewish child is different, is special, is unique, is chosen. So bracha we make every single morning, Asher Bochar Banu Mikolo Amin. The Ribbono Shel Olam Hashem had all the nations in the world to choose from. And he chose us, chose Avraham, his descendants Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Shvatim, and through them, through all of us. And we have that. We have been chosen. We have a special gift. The Torah was not given to everybody. It was given just to us. And it's a unique gift that we have a unique relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if every child comes out of your school, he said, with the privileged feeling, they walk around with their head held high, I'm unique. I'm chosen. I'm Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. Hashem chose me out of all the nations, out of all that He has, the billions of people in the world. But He chose this nation of Klal Yisrael, the few million that we have. And of those few million, how many of them are making that bracha of Asher Bachar Banu? What small percentage of the entire world, even within the Jewish world, is making a bracha saying, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, that I'm unique, I'm special, I am chosen, and I have been given this gift more than anybody else. That's the message Rav Hunter said, that every child should leave your school with, and they'll be set for life to understand the value of what it is that they have. That idea on Shavuos, when we celebrate the fact that we are given this Torah, is a day that we say, it's not like Yom Kippur where we sit fasting, we sit in shul all day long. We live in a world surrounded by people, the nations of the world, who live like we do. We have houses, we have cars, we don't live like the Amish, with a horse and buggy, without any of the technology. We live in the same world, we occupy the same space as everybody else, we use the same technology, we eat the same foods, we drink the same wine. And with that, on Shavuos, we celebrate, we are surrounded by the nations of the world, we live in the same world, we drink the same foods and eat the same foods and drink the same wines, and we know that on a day like today, on Shavuos, when we accept the Torah, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Amim, we were chosen, and we will have our meal. This is not a yontif which we'll sit in the base medrash all day, all night maybe, but then we come home, we have a meal. We have a suda, we celebrate with the best of foods, to say, with the world that we live in, with the foods, with the drink, with everything, we were given a Torah to sanctify that, to live lives of holiness, and lives of Kedusha, and lives which recognize that we've chosen, we have a mission, we have something to do, something to accomplish, Asher Bochar Banu Mikol Amim, and if we leave the yontif with strength in that idea, the knowledge that we have that unique gift, that will propel us hopefully through an entire night, being able to stay awake through an entire yontif, to understand how privileged we are to hold on to and cherish the gift of the Torah. I wish you all a great yontif.